So would you mind telling the listeners here your reasons why you think real estate is a far superior investment over any other type of investment?
Sure. And I'll say from the outset that I'm very biased, but for specific reasons. I don't believe that property is just a little bit better, 10 or 20%. It's orders of magnitude better, 10 times better or 100 times better. And let me explain that by posing three simple questions. Imagine you have a lump of money. Let's call it $100,000 cash. And let's say that you want to buy stocks or shares with that $100,000 cash. My first question is, how many dollars worth of stocks can you buy with $100,000? And it's not a trick question. The answer is simply, well, you can buy $100,000 worth. In fact, it almost seems so absurd that you wonder why I'm asking the question. But if I say, well, instead of buying stocks with our $100,000 cash, imagine we want to buy real estate. I then pose the same question. How many dollars worth of real estate can we buy with $100,000 cash? And usually people start to think about it. They say, oh, yeah, well, maybe we could buy $200,000 worth of property because we'll get a mortgage for $100,000. And of course, the reality is that you can easily buy up to $1 million worth of property with $100,000 cash because many banks are willing to provide finance up to 90% of the value of the property.
So that's where Dolph and I agree, is that one of the reasons my rich dad and I love real estate is that the bank will lend you money to invest in property, but very often the bank will not lend you money to buy paper assets such as stocks and bonds and things like that.
Right. And not only stocks and bonds. Imagine going to the bank manager and saying, hey, I really think antiques are going to go up in value and diamonds are bound to rise and platinum's a great investment, gold. Will you please lend me some money so that I may invest in these things? The bankers will laugh you out of their offices. Whereas all over the world, banks run advertisements in every daily newspaper saying, do you want to buy some property? Come and see us. We'll give you the money to do it.
So the thing I say to people is, I've always found it strange that in 1986, they took real estate away as a primary vehicle of investing for the S, and it was already taken away from the E's years ago. And it is still, in my opinion, the best way to get rich because real estate is pretty solid. The banks will lend you money. You can leverage. We're not saying borrow like crazy. In other words, when people say, what about, you know, I have a nothing down property, I say, well, you better have something to put down. It's not that you should have something to put down. It's that if you have no money, it means you're a bad manager of your personal finances.
Right.
And nothing down property can get you in trouble if you don't know what you're doing. So we're not blatantly recommending it. I have enough reserves in cash that in case the property should go bad, I'm able to rectify it. If you have no reserve capital and you buy a nothing down property, that's even more risky for a person who's inexperienced and under finance. Is that correct?
Correct. Because just as leverage can magnify your returns when things go in your favor, so can they magnify your downfall, if you like. They can really work against you if the market goes down.
So please be very careful with this idea. The point here is this. One of the reasons real estate is such a great investment is, number one, the banks will lend you money on it.
Right.
In fact, if you want to borrow money, get a piece of real estate, and the bank will be happy to talk to you.
Right.
If you start with a business, they don't want to talk to you. They say, well, get an SBA loan or, you know, do something else or find private investors.
And even when they do lend you money on a business, the interest rates are a lot higher than they are on real estate,
right,
which tells you something about the security of real estate.
So that's number one. The banks will lend you money. What's number two?